I'd say around 1953. And he worked there until he retired. He died 3 years ago this June.
Is that right? Is that Ford plant in Conway?
No, it's a school bus plant. Ford Body Works. It's a pretty big plant.
Whereabouts is it located?
It's on the old 65 between Little Rock and Conway.
Oh, yeah. Do many of the automobile manufacturers have plants in Arkansas?
Not that I know of.
Ford just happens to have these.
Oh, this is Ward, not
Ford. Oh, Ward, I'm sorry. If I said Ford.
You heard of Ward Bus Bodies?
No,
that's,
I haven't.
That's what they build, bus bodies. They don't make the chassis there, I don't think.
These yellow school buses that you see around?
You notice on the back bumper, a lot of them have Ward right in the center of it stamped in it.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, do they distribute all over the country, or?
Yeah, they ain't. I believe they're building something for across the country now, across the waters.
Mm-hmm.
Saudi Arabia, somewhere away, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, Saudi Arabia's got plenty of money. If they want buses, I guess they get buses. Is that strictly an Arkansas business?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Next time I see a bus, I'll have to look. It says it's got Ward stamped on it.
Well, I understand it right, that he started out in a blacksmith shop down there.
Is that right?
I guess one of the biggest bus manufacturers in the country, I don't know.
Would that be one of these old, when I think of blacksmith shop, I always think of, you know, the old fashioned one of beating the red hot metal with a hammer or something like that. Do they still do that by hand?
No. I hadn't seen one of them in a long time.
Uh-huh.
Used to be several around.
Uh-huh. Well, what about your mother? Was she a housewife or?
Yes.
About how long did you say your father farmed? He farmed up until he took his job at the bus body works, and that was about how long?
How many years he farmed? Almost, yeah. He was 74 when he died. He sure cropped better than 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Renting different places, you know, and moving mm-hmm. different places in the vicinity. We never did move very far. But.
Mm-hmm. Did he grow mostly soybeans and things like that?
Well, back then, right about all was raised in this country was cotton and corn.
Is that right?
We raised corn for the stock, of course, and the cotton mm-hmm. was for sale, cash crop.
Mm-hmm.
Truck patches for our own use, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly cotton was a cash crop.
Mm-hmm. That's what, of course, used to be the big crop mm-hmm. down my part of the country, cotton. A long time ago, until things like boll weevils got into it. Mm-hmm. That's what most people, you know, depended on for their living.
Yeah, that's what got us boll weevils mostly.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. There's a place down below where I live, a town, Enterprise, Alabama. There's a big statue right in the middle of the town to a boll weevil. It's got this lady, you know, and she's holding this great boll weevil over the top of her head. But the boll weevil, since it